but you're driving me insane. And I'm hanging on. I'll never give it. Our love has not the power to really love us in one lifetime. Ain't good for you.
Me or you?
Figure it's the love that keeps you warm.
No, you skipped a verse.
Did I?
Isn't that Never See the Storm is the last
Never for... see the storm.
Shit.
I ain't nothing. I'm the man who loves you inside and out. Backward and forwards with my heart hanging out. I know either way. What am I gonna do if they lose that fire? Wrap myself up and take me home again.
Oh, it's too many heartache and then too many lovers is the other verse.
The hard part in that song is the bridge. The bridge is impossible.
The I ain't no vision, I'm the...
Yeah, it's got a great resolution, though.
You are the reason for my laughter and my sorrow.
Yes!
Blow out the candle, I will beg again tomorrow.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Oh, shit, can y'all hear us?
Yep.
I can't hear a thing.
Yeah, no, they can. No.
No, I can't hear any. I can't hear anything. Can
okay, I can. I can hear them, and I'm on.
Wait, I can't.
That was. That was gonna be an amazing. That's gonna be an amazing cold open, man. Thank you for that.
The Shutdown Foolcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined by Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk, Holly Hi. Anderson.
Hello. Hello.
And Michael Server on the ones and twos. We are entering the final phase of 40 for 40, our bowl previews. This is the big enchilada. This is
we actually have one more after this.
No, we're not. This is this it. That's the championship game.
This is
right?
The big.
That's no, the championship game
this
preview.
Is the this big is guacamole. The, the next one is the big enchilada.
I would say this is the enchilada, and
followed the, by
the churro,
the big sopapilla.
I was gonna say,
and then the 3 a.m. cheese fries of regret.
That would be the what mobile? That'd be the
That's tonight.
No, that's like the off season or something.
That's the one. That's when the GoDaddy Bowl used to be on January 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the NFL draft is the trip to the hospital.
The what?
Yes. Sorry. The split zone duo draft. Mm. But yes, we have the big ones. We have all of your college football semifinal games. We have, including the most important game of all, that would, of course, be the ReliaQuest Bowl between Illinois and Mississippi State.
Fuck that.
We're going to discuss how much we can say fuck that to that game, which is a lot for many, many, many reasons. Still not as inherently evil as the Citrus Bowl, I will argue, because one takes place in Tampa, a place of clumsy, amusing, Benny Hill-themed evil. And then another takes place in Orlando, a place of pure, dark, old one-style horror evil. But let's begin, because I wanted to start with the Sugar Bowl!
Now, you wanted to start with the Sugar Bowl?
I did.
But then what happened?
No. I wanted to, and I'm going to see it through.
Or is that simply the next game on the schedule?
Yeah, you know, I had some options, but... Okay. I'm going to start with the Sugar Bowl. I could have started with the Music
City. I do declare.
Started with the Music City Bowl.
It's
which
true.
Would
this
have
is,
been.
I take
coward.
It back.
He's a coward.
I take it back because this is the one time all bowl season in which it does matter which one you choose because they kick off at the same time. Mm-hmm. I take it back.
But you don't want me to start with. You don't want to, like.
No.
Sorry.
No.
If we're starting.
No, to be
Jason,
clear,
do it.
Oh, God.
You got to start with some sizzle, brother. You don't start the movie with paint drying. You don't start, unless you're Stanley Kubrick, you don't say 30,000 BC, right?
Fuck that guy.
On Spotify's analytics, I'm not sure if it's any other podcast app you can do it, but on Spotify's, you can see the listenership when it goes down. So, like, if we say, up next, Iowa, Kentucky, we could just watch it.
Wait. So, we can see last week what happened when my sword monologue happened? I don't want to know.
We can do that, yeah.
Never mind. That's
you're
not
like,
a good idea.
Listenership went to 130%? What? How is that possible?
That can't be right.
The Sugar Bowl. Why wouldn't it be the lead when it features the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Wait, is it not a... I thought it was not a playoff game this year. Why is Alabama in it?
So we're going to have to catch you up on a few things. It turns out that Alabama not only lost to... I am looking at my schedule. Apparently they lost to...
That's when you'll see the listener. Right there.
The Volunteers from Tennessee. That's a team they lost to, and they
the L is it's Spanish.
Mm-hmm. They also lost to the LSU in the same year. I didn't know that was possible.
No, this is Louisiana. It'd be ASU.
Okay, ASU.
The university is a she.
Yeah,
and that's why we constantly underfund her.
So they're with Kansas State, who has gotten right back on its. Buy low, sell high recruiting magic by doing nothing but beating ass and winning the Big 12. That's all Kansas State does. So they get to be in the Sugar Bowl. I have a few Sugar Bowl facts before we talk about the game. Thank you. This is a Vagabond Bowl game. You should know it has been played in, I believe 5 stadiums because Tulane, no, 4 stadiums, but Tulane, in the course of learning this, Tulane has had 4 different stadiums. That seems like 3 too many stadiums for Tulane's football program to have, but Tulane has had 4 different playing surfaces.
None of them shaped like a Frost-Top root beer barrel. Wait.
It's like you don't even know how declaring bankruptcy and immediately opening a new company works.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked at Vox for a long time.
We could do that, yeah. The Sugar Bowl was started in 1935 on January 1st, which is proof that you know the best time to open a new business? That's right, the Great Depression. Open a bowl game in the middle of the Great Depression. I learned that one of the founding members was indeed the Rice Baron himself, Charles Zatarain. That is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you say that with a tone that makes it hard to determine.
No, these are all true things. Okay. Never... ever told a joke. That includes an account of my favorite historical Sugar Bowl. That would be the 1942 Sugar Bowl. That would be Fordham versus Mizzou. Was Mizzou shaming the SEC before it was ever a member? Yes. I'm glad, listener, that you said, of course Mizzou was shaming and disappointing everybody
lost
before.
Lost to a school from New York City.
New York City? Fordham, that is correct. Denzel Washington's alma mater beat Mizzou by a score of 2-0, thanks to torrential rains to the outdoor Sugar Bowl. For a while, the Sugar Bowl was plagued by heavy rains. Who knew? It rains in Louisiana frequently and heavily, especially in the winter. You should know that it was soggy, but the quarterback was cool as a cucumber because his name was Harry Ice. That's right, Mizzou QB Harry Ice. His Ew. Passing stats were also icy cold because he went 2-for-4 for 21 yards. After Mizzou failed on a 4th-and-2, they never threatened to move the ball across midfield again. UPI reporter Henry McLenmore wrote, at the end of the game, the field was ready for stocking with Trout and Bream, and Tarpon were reported to be leaping in the end zone.
Oh, that's not true. You're pulling my leg. You're pulling my leg here, Mr.
Doesn't
UPI
sound like
reporter.
Responsible journal. You could write whatever the fuck you wanted to as a journalist, a sports writer in 1940.
They couldn't prove you wrong. What are they going to do? Are they going to show the broadcast? No, they're not. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to? Yeah, what you're going to telegram a picture of the tarpon?
You can ask that it? If we'd gotten online in like 2010 and claimed that there were fish jumping on a football field, someone would have yelled at us for it. But no, yeah, this is classic sports journalism right here, lying about fish. This is how it was done in the old days, actually.
Yeah, you could just make up a sad story about a racehorse and people would say it was like the best sports writing ever. They'd be like, wow, that's so moving. You had to be there. And they're like, nope, made the whole horse up. Go to the bar. See you at PJ Clark's. What a classic guy. Additionally, there have only been three sponsors ever to this bowl, wow. Including, yes, Nokia. So shouts out to you flip phone warriors. And you Bricksters, Nokia was there for you and no one else was. And I have selected my favorite Sugar Bowl, which is the 2000 game. That would be the Michael Vick game, where Michael Vick for Virginia Tech kept them in against a much more talented Florida State team for the better part of 3.5 quarters until his legs fell off. Just ran his legs clean off. And Florida State managed to finally pull ahead despite their incompetent coaching thanks to the bushels of talent that they stockpiled at every position.
I wanna shout out a special Sugar Bowl, the 1937 edition.
Ooh.
In which Santa Clara, for some reason, was in the Sugar Bowl. There weren't many bowls at the time. They punted 14 times. All right.
No!
They were facing off against LSU. LSU is here often, frequently, nearby, locals. LSU put on an exciting show for the home fans, also punting 14 times. That's 28 punts, the most punts in a single bowl in bowl season history.
That's magical. That makes 2-0 look like action-packed.
Yeah. And this is the game named after sweetness. This is the game named after treats.
Sounds like a treat to me, brother.
Yeah, I'm just gonna binge on some sweet sugary punts for 3 hours.
I'm also very fond of the 2019 bowl, which was the beginning of Texas's big renaissance as a football program. Because if you'll remember that Bevo charged UGA and Texas beat Georgia 28-21. Sam Ellinger said, "We're back," and then he went on to win a Heisman and a national title at Texas.
Mm-hmm. And Texas has ever since been back.
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard Sam Ellinger's name real recently.
Colts, baby.
Colts related. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of about 13 quarterbacks who played for the Colts this year.
Anyway, they wouldn't bench Nick Foles for him last night. I can't figure out why.
Don't you think that was a mitzvah, really, though?
For whom?
Yeah.
For Sam Ellinger, mostly.
Oh, absolutely.
What if he was asked to go in and he just no-sold
Saturday?
Actually, you
know, in a way, it's a mitzvah for the Colts as well. I'm not sure I understand mitzvahs. Hartzell, clean this up.
I mean, Nick Foles is better than Tom Brady, so there's really no shame.
Yeah.
That's mathematically true, yeah.
That's established.
No one questions this.
I would just no sell. I really would. I'd just be like, Jeff Saturday, I'm not going in. You're not a real dad.
Jeff Saturday, you're not going to be here much longer.
Yeah, I'm going to be here after you, brother. I got a contract. Jim Irsay's probably actually just paying you in cash after every game.
You say that, but what's to stop? Like, why wouldn't he be there? The same logic that suggested he shouldn't be there in the first place.
Okay.
Has already been broken. So, like, the rules don't matter here.
What is the schedule down the stretch?
Oh, here we go.
I think they.
Oh, holy shit! They're going to lose to the Texans. Come on, you can't be the guy who loses to the Texans.
Is he even being paid? I think that's a legitimate question. Like, I can't fire you if you're not technically an employee.
That's why he's got to stick around. He's like, hey, man, these checks. They keep out. Is there a problem with direct deposit here? It's like, oh no, Jim's working on it. Don't worry.
He's just between a couple of things.
Why is this backdated to 2032? Oh, that's the best time for Jim, really.
Technically, that's front dated. Makes it more prestigious.
Don't cash
You're
that
in Jim time now.
Don't cash that till Tuesday. I had to buy a base made out of the spine of John Entwistle.
That's eerily specific.
Probably exists. We've never told the joke.
Rickenbacker makes it.
Yes.
It sounds amazing.
Get it, Rick and Backer.
Yeah. Oh, now I wish I didn't.
So this is the first time these two programs have ever faced each other. Like, it's really? Not often you get, yeah, it's not often you get a first actual meeting of the minds. But yes, Bama versus K-State. This is edition one of one. Truly a collector's item. Especially because it will be the last time you get to see Bryce Young in a college football uniform.
Alabama has also, to this point, ducked Kansas. Kansas heavy.
Lest we forget,
has
yeah.
Has never played a team from Kansas before, other than Arkansas.
Like the rent comes due.
I like referring to them as Kansas heavy because it implies, it sort of solves some problems for Kansas because I was like, yes, they're immobile. They never move.
Yeah, it would have felt really wrong. Like, K-State clearly deserves the heavy title over the past 30 years, but this year, hey man, Kansas went 500. They're Kansas heavy now.
I like them getting to 500 is enough. Like, they did it on their curve.
In this example, is Arkansas like Mexican Coke Kansas, where it's like, yeah, it's so much cane sugar in it, you wouldn't believe it.
It's the good shit. We get don't to have let it the only kids on Christmas.
Don't let the kids get into that. They'll tear the wallpaper straight off the wall. That is very Arkansas.
Do you remember the last time Alabama played in a bowl game that was not a college football playoff game?
I am.
It's not that long ago, but it is. It is not a frequent thing.
Is it? It's not the Utah Sugar Bowl.
No, no, it's much more recent.
There's been
than
a
that.
Couple since then.
No.
Yes.
Was it the Michigan State game?
Nope, but you're close.
More recent.
Was it the Michigan Citrus Bowl?
Correct. That is correct. Where Bama beat Michigan 35-16.
What? No, that's not how I remember that at all. Sorry.
With thanks to a wonderful passing day from Mac Jones, who threw for
now there's a guy in the news.
13 yards in attempt and 3 touchdowns as Shea Patterson looked like ass.
Huh. Ryan, you and I remember that game quite differently. Anyway, let's move on. Don't wanna. I'm a Michigan man does not gloat over victories.
Well, history. I think clearly ever since the program trajectories of the two have traded, as Michigan has gone to the playoffs
they
twice.
They were ships passing in the night, as so many ships do in Orlando.
Alabama is not in the playoffs this year, but Michigan is. So, who
how's Mac
left?
Jones doing? Is he good?
Well, everyone on ESPN is calling him a liar all day long.
He's not the worst quarterback in his division.
Wait,
how
wait,
about
wait.
That?
Okay, this isn't a joke. I've been in a car on the road all day. What happened to Mac Jones?
If you highlight clips of him doing some dirty plays, which is very hard to do as a quarterback.
The Patriots would never. I refuse.
See, the thing is, first you have to throw
this thing where he did
first
the
you have to throw a pick.
Block on. Yeah. Fortunately, he does that. He sort of laid down in front of a guy, kind of like, you know, rolled into his legs. And then there's a couple clips of him doing sliding in really weird ways, sticking his legs up. He kicked a guy in the junk last year, apparently.
I would like to submit another one, I forget.
But, like, it is very hard to get a cheap shot reel of a quarterback.
I would like to submit.
I've never seen that before.
That Mac Jones is not athletic enough to intentionally take cheap shots. Okay?
This block this past week is... No, you can't do that shit. The slide is almost sort of like his foot is like protecting his face. It's like it's multiple suspicious slides, so it kind of stretches credulity.
Okay.
The slides, I'm like, I don't know.
How many but of these, if I watched and imagined, like this was my dad just stumbling in a Walmart or something, would I be like, that tracks?
I will say none. I think that you and I could both be correct at the same time, Ryan. I do not believe he is athletic enough to pull any of these off, and yet it happens. And in between is where science becomes faith. I'm not really sure where we go from there.
My thing is, like, I saw all of this as, like, whatever, until this block this past weekend, at which point I'm like, okay, now it's all real.
More like Hack Jones.
But it doesn't matter because he's not Zach Wilson, who has been put behind Mike White and Joe Flacco to the point where they're like, he's not even on the active roster.
Damn.
We're not keeping him active for this week. Zach Wilson is toast. Absolute fucking toast.
Well, that's what happens to white bread.
I just said Mike White is killing it.
Not white Mike bread.
That's right.
No, that's white Mike.
White Mike.
That's white Mike.
Yes, sir.
No. Sorry. White Mike is Marita, baby.
Yeah, that's right. It's that white bread with the spice. It's that White Mike.
I think Zach Wilson
spicy
should,
white bread.
I think if people going forward are like, you look familiar, he should just be like, yeah, I was a Nickelodeon star. It didn't work out. I think that's the better move at this juncture.
I was on Roundhouse.
That's Baker Mayfield, the Nickelodeon star.
Oh, God, he does have that face.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Nickelodeon player of the year, wasn't he?
Oh.
I thought that was...
Yeah, he was the
MVP.
I thought
you meant he was like a Pete and Pete reboot bully.
No, he won the
both work.
Christmas Nickelodeon Award.
The same thing that Mitch won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's yeah, a really yeah. good thing to win.
It's a really, really good thing to win.
Zach Wilson should just go show up at the Hallmark Studios and see if they want to make some movies, right? Who are you? I'm Mormon boyfriend number two.
Zach
no,
Wilson is,
he is like the villainous urban boyfriend. He's not wholesome.
Yeah, especially because they're gonna be like, okay, we found an age appropriate person to cast you with, and he'd be like, wrong, out, absolutely out.
He's Mr. Steal Your Mom villain.
Do you have somebody who's slightly older? Does she have snacks in her purse?
Listen, all I care about is my career and your mother.
This is, by the way, Alabama's favored by 6. They are favored by 6 here. That feels right because I am an expert sports gambler.
feels right because I just read it.
Yep, feels right.
It is the accurate number.
It is the accurate number. And then my last note is that Kansas State has, Kansas State, like all of my favorite bowl teams, has very respectable losses. Just superb losses. Like a really well-curated list of losses. They lost to playoff team TCU. TCU made the playoff. Alabama didn't. Tulane, again, super respectable loss.
A New Year's Six team,
mm-hmm,
just like Alabama.
Right. Just like Alabama. And then they lost to Texas, who, as we previously
stated, almost beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and won a national title with Sam Ellinger. And was back. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Wait, Bama's back?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, good. Oh,
No. Okay.
Back in the Sugar Bowl.
And
enjoy parking. Sorry, that's the worst thing I can think of to say about the Sugar Bowl. Everything else is lovely.
It is. It's a wonderful time with the second best hospitality of any of the major bowls. Third? You say third? Okay. I can go
Kansas,
with that. We all know.
Kansas State really beat Oklahoma State 48-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
saw.
Thing that happened.
Skunked.
Oklahoma State was number 9 at the time.
Yeah, wasn't that the one where like half of the roster got scurvy? Like Oklahoma State had something weird. Like they all got some kind of wasting disease in a week.
Mike Gundy doesn't believe in diseases of any kind.
This is the one. I think this is Gunnar Gundy's first appearance of the season.
Because remember I did a quiz about this one, and that was the one where Gunnar Gundy had a QBR of like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, he waited to put his own son in until they were down like 31-0 or something. Save us, son. Oh no, my boy.
Gunnar Gundy led the Cowboys in rushing on the day with 20.
Hey, that's good.
It's important to stick. It's important to stick to the positives. Yeah.
I'm off the deep end.
Is that our chime?
I think that's our chime.
Okay.
It is now.
Next
Does
up.
No. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Next up, we've
Sorry,
got
I'm pricing a liar on the internet.
We've got the Music City Bowl. That's right. The Music City Bowl.
What kind of music this year?
It's
a dirge of some sort.
You ever heard Dope Smoker by Sleep? You know, that hour long?
Yeah, we're going to have 47-minute tracks.
That's a real thing that you just said?
Yeah. 47-minute track that's all the same riff. All the same riff. That's what this game is going to be. The least interesting part about this are the teams involved, so I would like to start with its sponsor. It is sponsored by Trans Perfect, a translation service.
Trans people are perfect. Thank you, Nashville.
Trans Perfect has, you know, they're a good company because they have a 1,663-word section on the Wikipedia titled Legal Issues,
mm-hmm.
Including, ironically, a nasty feud between its founders that was blamed on, and I quote, inability to communicate, unquote, at a translation service.
Is that what they are? Is that what this company is?
That is what this company is. They specialize
in
international translation. I thought Ryan, as we all know, lives in the 615, and I thought that as somebody who was born in Nashville, I could help him with all of the questions
and
statements that international visitors, because the Music City Bowl, of course, will attract people from not just Iowa or Kentucky, but Iowa and Kentucky fans from all around the world, right? From Turkmenistan, from Tokyo,
Korea,
from Korea, right? Yep. They're going to be, they're going to be coming in from Vanuatu for this, okay? They're going to be coming in
from Ohio.
Yeah, they're going to be
sure, those Japanese soldiers in the small islands who still thinks World War II is going on because Kirk Ferentz is the head coach, and that's exactly how they remember it.
Those guys are all Buckeyes fans.
I'm sorry.
What? Dead enders and believers in a lost cause being Buckeyes fans. Who would say that? Okay, so I have a few phrases that I think would help. I wanted to start, first of all, with our friends from the Nation of Indonesia, who, of course, they're really big Kentucky fans. So, Ryan, just guess what I am trying to say here. Okay,
okay.
These are helpful phrases for our global visitors to Nashville. Things that people from Nashville say all the time.
I know I keep saying we're going to get emails.
Ready?
Yep.
Bar Kid Rock, Ike Kualakan, Dari Hukum, Negara Bagian, Federal Dan Internacional. You want to guess what that says? Yes, yes.
Kid Rock's bar was shut down due to a federal investigation?
That's close. It's close. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kid Rock's bar is considered international waters.
You are so close.
Oh, God damn it.
The translation is...
Let Jason guess.
And Jason, go ahead.
Oh, no, it sounds like he's close enough. Let's see. If
that's the goal on here. That's the spirit.
Kid Rock's bar is exempt from state, federal, and international law. A handy phrase that people in Nashville say... Yep. All over again. Jason, we're going to start with you for this next one. It's a very important phrase in Swahili. In Swahili, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nimeji saidia kwenye Parthenon tena. Do you need to hear
Parthenon.
It again?
Parthenon. Nope. Got it once. Got it in one.
Parthenon. Got it in one.
Yep. That's it. All the rest was misdirection. You only said one word.
Yes.
Meet me at the Parthenon to fight over hot chicken.
That's a pretty good one. Holly, do you have a guess?
I wasn't listening.
The actual answer from this handy Swahili phrase translating a common Nashvillian saying is, I have defecated in the Parthenon again.
It's There's open more. Air. There's nothing wrong with that.
Some high school French might help you pick this up. Holly, if you want to get cock and ear open for this one, okay?
What?
This one is in French, and it's for our Francophone listeners. Another very common Nashvillian saying. My French pronunciation ain't great, so stick with me here. Je voudrais déménager ici pour le racisme distingué.
Wait, did you say manger?
I said déménager.
That swimming pool is racist.
You know, you're not
really
far off.
Jokes on you, Serber. Nashville doesn't have any public swimming pools anymore.
We let rich people's dogs drink them dry.
That's how racist it is.
The closest I can get with, I can't quite remember de Menage, but it's like, I would like to move here for the distinctive racism.
That's correct. I would like to move here for the genteel racism.
Okay, genteel. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And I have three more. We'll go very quickly. This is in Dutch, if you can hear. Mead otters betalden om min zoon naar de Montgomery Bell Academy te sturen en hish ging tosh naar Ole Miss.
Montgomery Bell Academy training tomorrow's fascist fail sons today.
That one is, my parents paid to send my brother to Montgomery Bell Academy and he went to Ole Miss anyway.
Wow. I'm glad this Godfrey doesn't listen to this show.
The next one.
These kids can't get an MBA.
Now I'm really glad.
No, I'm just kidding. Hattie can.
Next one is in Spanish. Again, you may be able to pick this one out. Mi sueño como el de todos en esta ciudad es morirme atragantado con te camarones en Grayton Beach.
They should have you do more F1 just in this exact yes. voice.
Your dream, like everyone in this city, is to die eating shrimp?
Yes, is to die choking on shrimp in Grayton Beach. Okay. My dream, like everyone else in this city, is to die choking on shrimp in Grayton Beach. Okay. And then this next one, my pronunciation will be slightly less horrible. Mm-hmm. It will be... Jing Bu Yao Gao Su Ren He Ren Wo De Jiao Hui Shi Chun Zi Ta Ji Hua. Which is, please don't tell anyone my church is a pyramid scheme. There, that's all of the phrases that I thought would help people who are visiting in the theme with Transperfect, the sponsor of the Music City Bowl.
I wondered how this would go with you as lore mistress, but I gotta say, I have a replacement, and it's you. I'm not ever doing this again.
Hey,
yours is way better.
Hey, do you know any of the starters in this game? Like any of the starting QBs?
Mom, do you know
QBs?
Any of the starters in the Music City Bowl?
No, nobody knows this.
Is Will Levis dropped out?
Yes, yeah. Will Levis has opted out to focus on his NFL ambitions.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Wise.
His offensive line opted out many, many weeks ago.
They started early.
Fine that he does the same.
In his place, Kentucky is starting Kaya Sharon. Kaya Sharon is starting. It will be his first start.
Kaya Sharon.
Kaya Sharon.
It's very musical.
If you can name Iowa starter without looking it up on the internet, I will give you $1. You cannot.
Nope. Iowa starting quarterback?
Yes.
It's the same one, right?
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Because finally, out of mercy, Spencer Petras's shoulder.
Ah, okay, never mind.
It's not the usual backup who got put in a few times. I've just looked it up. This is a person.
As far as I know, he ran from the program and is in hiding. He just no longer. He's like, no.
Cool.
No one deserves to go through this.
It's somebody named Joey Labus.
Joey Labus.
There's a lot of the year of the Joeys here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joey Labus will be getting
just
the start.
Puppeted me for from afar, from like astral projecting into my head.
Can I give you my favorite quote?
This is a redshirt freshman getting his first start and taking his first snaps as a collegiate quarterback.
Uh huh. No! And do you know what he considers himself?
A thought leader, Aquarius.
The joke is just the joke.
You can't just consider yourself an Aquarius.
He considers himself a dual threat QB, which at Iowa means you could fumble or throw a pick. That's pretty much.
I think
that's
it
like
means you,
that's like
he
giving
can pooch
yourself
punt.
A nickname.
He can pooch punt. Yeah. Take a sack and pooch punt.
That might mean he can tap dance.
Yeah. If Joey Labus goes out there and throws for 300 and runs for 100, very, very sorry in advance.
Joey
I
Labus,
apologize.
Can you sing?
I was not familiar with your game, Joey Labus. You were correct.
What is so one thing that I think people have dislike about college football is when we get rematches, right? This is not a regular season rematch, but this is a bowl game we already played last year that Kentucky won 20-17.
They sure did.
Jason, again, what is the over-under? What is the over-under for this game? Because it's not 30 fucking 7.
30 points!
So to be clear, if they match last year's 2017 effort, that would be an explosion of offense.
That would be a thrilling success in terms of entertainment.
I'm going to say this again because I need to say it over and over again. I'm not going to go to this game. I'm not going to do it.
I think you are.
I'm not going to this game.
I believe
what if we? What if we show up?
You can go to the game.
But
you have a great time at the game.
Armed by Spencer.
I'll watch your car.
We have all the phrase books.
You're going to have to go down there and you'll be like, I can help. Hello. Dutch people.
Mr. Rogers told us to look for you.
Okay,
hello,
pick
Polish pick, Iowa fans.
Randomly pick a section in the stadium. Just you know how this works. Just like in the hundreds and the 200. Pick one, and I'll tell you what the cheapest ticket there is on StubHub right now.
200B.
200. You have picked one that doesn't exist, but that's fine, so we'll do 203. The cheapest ticket right now in 203 is $68.
Whoa.
People want you to pay $68 to go see Iowa's C team versus Kentucky's nine people who
Ryan,
are showing
I'm,
up.
Ryan, I'm going big bad awful seating here. Take me to section 344, just to the west of the Wesley Mortgage Club.
Okay, you've picked the absolute. All right. Here is where you can get some value. You can
tell me about it.
Get into 344 for $20. That's Deals! Still way too much. That's Deals! Still way too much. That Wait, is still way okay. too much.
Jason found us dollar tickets in Nashville before.
Yes, we can that was for Vanderbilt. That's different.
Yeah, every football game in Nashville is the same price.
Yeah.
Ryan.
I think if you wait, that will be true here. But if you're like, I want to get good tickets to the Music City Bowl, why would you say such a thing? If you want to sit, like, let's say on the 30, all in the bottom section, you're going to pay $91 for tickets.
What
Don't
if
spend
I
$91 on the Music City Bowl.
I want to sit on the 1 yard line so I can watch those punts roll in.
What if we steal money on the way? What if we rob a bank on the way there? I'm just picking an idea out of the ether and then use that money to buy tickets.
Good plan. Jason, if you want to sit in section 132, which is right up on the goal line, that's $98 as well.
Well, yeah, that's prime seating.
That's a dollar for every yard of offense that I was going to have.
That's like, will it be a touchback? Will it not? Will it be a safety? Will it not? That's all the drama there's going to be this year. So since the world is showing up for this game, can I press random country and y'all decide whether that country is going for Iowa or Kentucky?
Great. Yes.
Yeah, let's
Please
go.
Do. Please do.
Tonga.
Kentucky.
Iowa.
Oh, my God. I hit the second time I hit random, the country that came up is the Holy See.
Oh, Iowa.
Micronesia.
Yeah.
Wow, we're hitting the big countries here.
No, I actually think it's Kentucky because, like, the Catholic Church's whole historical thing is, like, you deny that you have children, and you give them riches somewhere else quietly. You don't make them OC.
I'm going to say this for Micronesia, Kentucky all the way, because who loves the big blue more than somebody in the middle of the Pacific?
Great point, wow. Spencer. Let's move on.
We're back to Tonga again. This is Guinea.
Wait, it took you back to Tonga twice? Does that mean it thinks we got it wrong?
Tonga, right. Kentucky. Yeah.
Mozambique.
Sorry, computer.
Does this mean Tonga is Arizona State? And we should reconsider.
Mozambique has a semiotic rifle on their flag that is definitely Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yes, correct.
Kentucky.
Greece.
They're real poor. Kentucky.
But they hate scoring, though. You watch their soccer team? This could be either team. This is not solving the question.
Nah, Greece it's is all about, like, we used to be fucking
Greece
awesome.
Is,
That's
Greece
Iowa.
Greece is real scenic, though. That can't be Iowa.
Greece is all, like, history rules. Don't worry about the present. That's Iowa's shit.
Wait, yeah. Greece's people are also legendarily long-lived, healthy eaters. I'm pretty sure this isn't a pass.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No. The phrase, are we sure this isn't a pass, tells us this is Iowa.
Do you, all right. Solved it. Which, somebody... Somebody in Iowa has said this olive oil is too spicy, right?
Yes, it's definitely Kentucky. I think that means Nicaragua is also going for Kentucky.
Yes, correct.
Mozambique is here again. All right, I think we're done. It keeps giving me repeats.
These are the only countries in the whole world.
There's only 10 countries.
The only ones that we hadn't named.
Yeah. I mean, just to go back to Tonga, they do like a sport where you only throw sideways, so Iowa.
That's both. That's
okay.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's be honest.
I'm not going to go to this game.
I'm not going to go to this game.
By that, do you mean you will not like arrive early or you will not
here's the thing.
For all four quarters?
Here's the thing. At some point, when we went to Vanderbilt UConn, that was... I could park for nothing because street parking near Vanderbilt, especially for a non-conference opponent nobody cares about, is not a big deal. Tickets were cheap, as we discussed. Easily the most money we spent was on food at the stadium. How am I supposed to feel good about spending, I don't know, upwards of $50 on this game? And driving across town to get to it.
It's a tax write-off.
Oh, driving across town. You're going to see some incredible punts. What's the best punt you've ever seen in person? Huh?
Yeah. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to this game. Just not.
What's the best punt you've ever seen in person?
I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Don't you want an answer? Don't you want to be able to answer that question?
Don't you want to see
it? You for a quitter, Ryan.
Yeah,
yes,
don't you
he did.
Don't you want to see the halftime entertainment of Chirp Blurt and the Country Pickers?
Hey, wait. Are we still in the Music City Bowl?
Yes.
Always.
Right, hang on one second. It's time to return to the country music AI generator.
Oh, good.
Let's see. All right. I'm going to create a country. We're going to create a country music band to play halftime, and we're going to decide we're gonna keep going. So Spencer, what was the name that you just came up with?
Chert Blurt and his country pickers.
Okay, so I'm gonna come up with a band via AI generator,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna decide if this band can beat out Chert Blurt, and we're just gonna have them accept all comers. All right. Song topic. America? Football?
Correct.
Okay, Mozambique.
Burning Barrel.
Burning Barrel? That's, yeah.
Burning Barrel or Chert McGirt?
Chert Blurt.
Chert Blurt.
Chert Blurt.
Yeah, Chert Blurt.
All right. Shiver My Little Shoulder.
Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
That's Chert Blurt's second album, and it was not well received.
That was Chert Blurt's emo band attempt before he realized Bro Country was an easier gig.
Yeah. We can't slander emo.
I accidentally looked ahead to the next one, which is Burned Up a Tent.
That wins, actually. That beats Chert Blurt.
That's some cowpunk shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is lame. Love and Home to You. Boo.
Boo.
Nah. Nope.
No. Serve in a Gun.
Hell yes.
That's Chert Blurt's honky tonk.
Yeah, that's on the drink instructions. Serve in a gun. Drink straight from the barrel.
Tip the gun back.
I love Kid Rock's toilet bar.
Okay, these band names are getting unwieldy. Feels Like It Has Always.
Now that is an emo band.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, yeah. That may be a shoegaze band.
I'm going to try doing the prompt word as football.
Oh, no.
Let's try it. Hang the football.
That is what this game will do.
Yeah, it will. They're going to hang it in the air.
Okay.
About 60 yards, buddy.
Yeah, 5 seconds at a time. Look at it go.
Yeah.
For a boy in a bucket.
That is a Ryan on the 1 yard line.
I hate it.
Yeah. In a bucket seat, snug as a bug in a rug there watching some quality football.
In a bucket full of punt enjoyment.
Alright. Have we agreed that this is our winner? Because I'm gonna generate a song by this band.
Okay, go right ahead.
Alright, you ready?
And then we'll hit those chimes.
One step away from the old house of hard knocks I was picked over. Football fans sometimes cheer me up. You were born with football bell on your jock. Pre-chorus. I want to look forward to all the things our kids will be. Drink our drinks and football games all day, all day. Marty Smith is like, this is incredible. Chorus. We were the first to hang the football. First game back for the show. For a boy in a bucket, for everybody who had seen, you could tell by the way he walked them, the way they talked, going to the football school with his head held high.
That's right.
Verse 2, the peaches football. And the cream, school. Friday night football, country music from start to finish. Well, they met in grade school in a public school. That does sound like something they would say in Nashville. Pre-chorus, and now in the winter nights when the wind is howling, football games and romance find new pleasures and thrill. Chorus, going to the football school with his head held high. Bridge, the town's gone by where their eyes are red. Whoa. They spelled their wrong, so it actually does feel like a country song. Chorus, we were the first to hang the football. First game back for the show. For a boy in a bucket, for everybody who had seen. You could tell by the way he walked them, the way they talked. Going to the football school with his head held high.
Yeah, are we... Is this an upbeat song or a dirge?
I hit very happy.
Okay.
The bridge really makes me wonder, though.
He was a boy in the bucket.
People have asked this before. The AI generator that I use for these is theselyricsdonotexist.com. I know some of you wanted to play along at home. You can select a genre and a mood.
To the town where the eyes are red.
We could do metal real quick.
I would like to point out, I would like to shout out one person associated with the Music City Bowl, and that is whoever puts the ads, decides which ads go in the program, which I am looking at now, because they have given two perfect juxtapositions to these two pages. One, about University of Iowa, which has information about their U.S. News and World Report, blah, blah, blah. Opposite page. Drunk U makes bad decisions. Next pairing. Iowa Athletics. Picture Gary Barta. Stuff they do there, whatever. Page next to it. Arbor Day Foundation. Give a child the gift of nature. Make them go outside.
Away from this.
Like, so what we're being subliminally told by the Music City program is stop drinking and flee to the woods instead of doing anything associated with Iowa.
Send your child out to the sideline to call three run plays in a row.
Oh wait, there's one good one. Iowa Spirit, which explains, you know, Herky the Hawkeye, the school colors, etc. Next to that, picture of an elephant for the WWF. Love it or lose it. Time is running out to protect vulnerable wildlife. I guess like Herky the Hawkeye. See an endangered
species.
There's
only one. He can't breathe, so.
There's only so many Ferences left.
Remember, if you see someone wearing
Can't breathe, Brian Ferentz.
Yeah. Can't. And remember, if you see someone wearing
a sad panda.
See someone eating fries and wearing wooden shoes and
if
looking
you're cold,
lost.
He's fine.
You can tell them, "Mein Alters Betal no Minzunar de Montgomery Bell Academy Taster and he's going to talk near Ole Miss."
Do the chimes, whatever the chimes are.
Clang-a-ling-a-bing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
The boy in the bucket.
Fiesta. There are many facts about the Fiesta Bowl that I would like to share, but there is one that is more important than anyone else, okay? Everyone else can say that your bowl game is about it. Everyone else can say that your bowl game is significant, interesting, or of interesting regional character, okay? You can say it's unique. Yeah. You can say it's well-managed. You can say it's got a cool sponsor or played in a cool stadium or features a great matchup. But only one goddamn bowl game can say with absolute sincerity that they would go to jail for this That's the Fiesta Bowl.
Where is John Junker?
That's right.
Like, is he still in jail?
Where isn't John Junker?
Let's look.
Yeah, that's right. Only the Fiesta Bowl featured a CEO.
Former Fiesta Bowl executive John Junker tries to rebuild life.
He was working.
Oh, Pete Thamel, January 2016.
Yeah, he was working for
six years ago.
Last Vincent DePaul. Yeah. Making $67,000 or so to run the Phoenix chapter of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. That is because, which is mentioned prominently, by the way, if you read that article, it does a very bad job. It does that thing that sometimes exposés of people do, where they advertise their former glory so much that it sounds like an endorsement, right? They're like, he's only making 1/10 of what he made as the Fiesta Bowl CEO when he had his fingers on the pulse of college athletics, pulling the strings like a magical puppeteer, armed with golf junkets, armed with strip clubs, which, by the way, they did pay for. They spent $1,200, which is cited as a like scandalous thing. I don't know. I've known people who spent like $1,200 in strip clubs. It's not an outrageous number.
Wait, yeah, go on.
No. Which, when asked about that, by the way, pre-fall, John Junker said, "We are in the business where big, strong athletes are known to attend these types of establishments. It was important for us to visit, and we certainly conducted business."
Certainly.
That sounds like an AI generator song.
Yeah, it does. Big, strong athletes.
No, the part where it was important for us to visit, and we certainly conducted business.
Yes.
That's a very AI cadence.
They hosted something called the Fiesta Frolic. It was usually in April or May.
Please tell me that was at the strip club.
It was just, yeah, basically, it was just one big junket designed to ingratiate the Fiesta Bowl with all of the powers that be in college football. One prominent feature was golf. Before I went even a single word further into this, I was like, "Golf, you say? I bet Steve Spurrier is quoted in this article." Yes, he's the first guy quoted. He's like, "Well, you know, it was always real chilly on the East Coast, so I'd come out and play a little bit of golf. It's real nice."
Where? Steve Spurrier doesn't live in fucking Boston. What is he talking about?
It's always a little chilly in Gainesville.
It must be 63 tonight. Jesus Christ, that's impossible.
Ah, cut me to the bone.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Get out,
Orlando.
Scottsdale.
Just brutal in April.
He's the first person quoted when they mention golf. Spurrier's just out there making John Junker literally carry his bags for him. That's what he did. Your bowl game is not about it, okay? It is not. Your bowl game did not steal Miami and Penn State, two independents who did not have to play each other in a non-existent playoff to decide anything at the end of the 86 season, but the Fiesta Bowl rolled out the bank anyway for them, got them, and staged a classic game between two powers, which took what used to be the place where they would dump the WAC title winner and made it into a nationally important game. What else helped with that? That's right, greasing the wheels with all of the golf steak dinners. Yeah, golf, steak,
so
and
strippers. So you're telling me that, what made the Fiesta Bowl like a titan of the industry was the revolutionary idea to get old men to come out and play golf in Arizona? That's like 20% of Arizona's whole thing.
Listen.
It is completely historically accurate that the Fiesta Bowl was this, like, you know, low rate, low rent, mid tier bowl that just decided through the sheer power of shitting money on the right people to become a top tier bowl.
That's all they did. That's all they did. In addition to that, by the way, John Junker stuck the Fiesta Bowl for two hormone treatments that he underwent, which were Fiesta Bowl relevant for some reason. And also paid for the wedding of his personal assistant.
Money's not real.
Money is not real. And that's why the Fiesta Bowl is great. Also, I will say to this day, people are like, oh, what a scandal. I'm like, horse shit. It's one of the best places to go cover a game and always will be. Because they put up the press at the Camelback. Right now, Richard Johnson's out there playing golf.
Yeah, to be clear, the lesson learned here was not, oh, we should really cut back on what we do here. It's like, well, all right, fellas.
It all worked. The Fiesta Bowl's holding is hosting a playoff game this year.
This could be you, Motor City Bowl.
I mean, if this the Rose Bowl keeps fucking around, it's going to fall below the Fiesta Bowl in the pecking order. Wait, this piece of garbage game is going to be over, the new granddaddy.
You could just see John Junker being like, look, do you think these swingers are going to keep powering our economy? Do you think copper and oranges are going up as viable economic bases?
Yes.
Do you think anything that we have here is going to bring them money? No. Take them to the steakhouse. Take them to golf. Invite them back again, okay? Carry their bags for them. Kiss ass. My money's on the Fiesta over the Rose, by the way, because the Rose is like, why wouldn't you want us to be part of your illustrious thing? And they're like, free iPad! Fiesta Bowl will give you a free iPad! They will hustle, they will bribe, they will do whatever is necessary, because the Fiesta Bowl will go to jail for this shit.
A Fiesta Bowl with pictures of drugs on it!
That's it. What do you like? You like getting high? Do you want to kill someone? You can get away with that.
You want pictures of naked drugs? We got them here at the Fiesta Bowl.
We'll send you into space. We'll do that. My money is on them 100% over the Rose Bowl in terms of coming out on top. Hey, there's a game. The game is sponsored by Verbo, which is appropriate because it's kind of scammy,
too. I'm not calling it that.
No, you don't have to.
I'm calling it the CFP semifinal at the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. God. Now, the Fiesta Bowl's history of sponsors, I think, very much illustrates the point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whereas the Rose Bowl is like, Rose Bowl brought to you by such and such and so
City
forth.
Citibank.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Fiesta Bowl has been the Battle Frog Fiesta Bowl, the place, the Gamers Fiesta Bowl, Sun-Kissed Tostitos for all the Tostitos.
This is the bowl game that will absolutely hang its ass out there for money because they were the ones who first did the title sponsor, okay? It's not like the Rose Bowl brought to you by. They were like, no, Sunkist Fiesta
Bowl. Nah, man, it's orange soda, the least serious of sodas. This like, is get wild.
The all-time list of Fiesta Bowl sponsors is like, that's a dorm room. There's a Vizio. We're all going to go out to the Battle Frog event. I think that's the thing where you like run around in the mud or whatever. But, that's 4 22-year-olds living it up.
This is the bowl game that will get a face tattoo of your company's logo.
Okay, this is the goldenpalace.com back tattoo of bowl games. All right.
I can't tell anymore if we're dissing it or not.
Condom Depot, Condom Depot. It's a depot full of condoms.
Never mind.
Do you want a Fiesta?
I know now.
Yeah. Sorry.
I love a playoff semifinal brought to you by the Condom Depot. The one and only.
Oh. I just want to hear Sean McDonough say that. Welcome
Sean
back
McDonough
to the Condom Depot Fiesta Bowl. He'd lean so hard. He'd be like, fuck it, we're all dead anyway. Jesus
we're not,
Christ.
Todd Blackledge, you cannot do Taste of the Town. It's not appropriate.
No, Storm the Dorm is canceled.
That'd be so good. Yeah, Condom Depot. That's where you get those things you put on your penis.
I also love that this game broadcasts at 4 o'clock Eastern.
That's right.
Just let's get started early in the day, folks.
Can we talk again about how furious everyone in Atlanta is that we got the stupid kick where you get out of the game at 11:45 just so everyone else can watch the Fiesta at noon?
It's pretty funny. It's pretty good.
It sucks, man.
I don't know.
Listen,
I'm not going anywhere.
So. Yeah, but like, think
people
about
in
this.
Arizona got to live and care about the Cardinals. Like,
again,
throw them this bone.
I will not.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Chick-fil-A.
Their weather's
I'm
perfect.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Chick-fil-A people. Sounds like you need to switch to beef. Buy a couple of more steaks. A little more golf for these people, okay?
Hey, this does mean the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl might still be going on Sunday. Uh-oh.
Oh, got
shut it down.
That's a sin.
And what is it at that point? It's like, now it's the Burger King Peach Bowl. They bought the overage.
There is the chicken sandwich place in there that shows up on Sundays, so like that place gets naming rights for overtime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm.
This is going to be Michigan TCU. I have a scary quote, which is that Jim Harbaugh says that J.J. McCarthy reminds him of, quote, a young Jim Harbaugh. Unquote.
Oh.
Well, that's what someone says before they steal your organs. You remind me of a young me. Would you get this closet real quick?
You're my looper. Now, as,
would you like to smell this handkerchief?
As we are a show composed entirely of Michigan alumni.
H.H. Holmes did go to Michigan. Yeah. Sorry.
And TCU is a team that has stolen America's hearts this year. Do we have a rooting interest in this game? This is a difficult one.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see either of these teams.
Is the answer good? Is the answer fun?
I have a specific thing. I have a specific thing I want to happen, which is that I want TCU to do the thing that they've done all year long, which is make this way more of a game than it has any right to be, and for Max Duggan to get into full Braveheart, Braveheart Fiesta Bowl CEO, I will die for this shit mode, like he did.
To see Max Duggan get a tattoo during the game.
Right. See, I want to see Max Duggan get a blood transfusion on the sideline, right, with like a bag that says like rhinoceros blood, right? Like, just put it in me.
If this game goes according to the combined script from both teams, Michigan like barrels out to 21-0 lead.
Yep.
Just looks like, oh my God, they are just going to stomp
these. This is over. This is done.
These kids. This is ugh. They're so big and huge. And then TCU just does razzle dazzle bullshit. And next thing you know, it's 45-42 with 8 seconds to go. I think Michigan probably still wins, but TCU makes it a lot more hair raising than it was ever supposed to be. That would be something like that would be the script.
That'd be ideal, yeah.
I would be fine with that.
The only like turd in this particular punch bowl of a fantasy is that TCU allowed 232 yards rushing to Baylor, and is it particularly good against the run? I hear Michigan likes to try that shit.
Just, yeah, Michigan's going to run for like 700 yards. Granted, yeah. But
I do feel like
TCU might get just a whole bunch of bullshit touchdowns.
I do feel like this is the kind of game where like it could be like Michigan had 700 yards of offense and 30 first downs and they only won by 4. And yeah. TCU, it's like 260 yards of offense. You're like, what? You're like, and they had 3 turnovers and they only lost by 4? Yeah. Just a very confusing and pleasant
shit
team.
Happens in the Fiesta, brother.
It does, because we'll die for this shit. The Fiesta Bowl.
Two teams enter the Condom Depot. 3 teams leave.
The Fiesta Bowl. If you get in our way, we'll put you in the siesta hole.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Your sleep hole, right? Your sleep hole.
Like a submarine. Call it that.
Like dead.
I don't
like
want to call it that.
No, that's how submarines work.
Yeah, there's a siesta hole.
I think you're supposed to stay awake on those. I think there's a lot of work to do.
No one's allowed to sleep on the submarine. The mission would be compromised within like 2 days.
I think if you were in the Navy and you were like, all right, time to get out the siesta hole, people would be like, hang on, I feel like you're not taking this seriously.
They would think that's cool. They think that's really cool. They like to joke around.
The Hunt for Red October, except all the sub crews are just sleeping the entire movie.
It would be more accurate.
Jonesy, I'm going to fucking nap so hard.
I'm going to nap so hard. You'll be awake longer. I'm going to sleep for you, Jonesy.
When Cortez introduced his man to the new world, he gave them siesta holes.
Stop saying it.
Chimes.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right, even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
The Peach Bowl! That's right! The question, as always, at the Peach Bowl is, who will win the George P. Crumbly Trophy? Who wants the George P. Crumbly Trophy bad enough? That's right. The Peach Bowl, which you know that it had a fucked up start as an event because it was run directly by the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce as a charity event and suffered terrible weather until, yes, it moved inside in the 1990s with the advent of the Georgia Dome. This is, Jason Kirk can hear this coming, another way of saying that Deion Sanders built this bowl game, just like he built the Georgia Dome and the Atlanta Falcons franchise. So he's to blame for all of this. Can you name the winners of the Associated Golf Tourney in the spring that is usually played between pairs of college football coaches? Can you name the winners of the 2022? Yes.
It's usually Paul Johnson.
It is. Paul finished 10th last year, I can tell
what?
You.
What?
No wonder. Yeah, he and his partner. He retired to work on his game.
Oh,
he
wow. Was part... I've Googled it. This is horrifying. Holly, this is the only clue I'm going to give you. Keymaster Gatekeeper.
It's two coaches who should be good at golf. I will put it that way.
Okay, the gatekeeper's Houston Nutt.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I have
what was he doing there?
Hey, wait till you hear the other name,
and you'll really have that question.
He was sinking putts, brother.
Is it our boy Elijah?
It's Randy Edsall.
What? What's he even doing there.
Yeah, playing... he was an ACC coach. He coached at Maryland.
It was his dream.
Playing best.
Then
playing,
what?
Playing a best ball duo layout. The two of them eagled three of their last four holes.
I mean, I get that Randy Edsall is not busy. But
back in my day, the ACC-SEC golf showdown had some sort of clear stipulations as to who would be competing.
Huh?
Now it's just guys.
The team that finished second,
yeah,
Pat Narduzzi.
Just guys.
The team that finished second, Pat Narduzzi and Rick Neuheisel.
What? Jesus wept.
Like
y'all, Peach Bowl will go. You don't have to reach all that way out.
Yeah, like call shotgun start, Peach Bowl. They can find you some actual golfers.
Man,
we're here for you.
Oh,
get
they
the
put
no laying up, guys.
Kirby had to. Kirby played with Tommy Tuberville.
Oh God!
Shane Beamer played with Steve Spurrier.
Nobody should have to.
Shane
do
Beamer
that.
Did win the closest to the pin challenge.
Frank Beamer and Dave Doran.
They didn't.
Randy Edsall also won the long drive competition with a 251-yard stripe.
Oh, last man. Place.
Christ,
last place.
Upsetting.
Bobby Johnson and Scott Satterfield.
Bobby Johnson's Johnson. Alive.
Yeah. Tom O'Brien played in this.
No, I say that without disrespect. I thought that Bobby Johnson had passed like right after he retired. I don't know where I got that.
This is truly Let's Remember Some Guys.
Yeah, and it is some dude remembering. No, Bobby Johnson is alive, 71 years young.
Okay, I don't know Bobby why Johnson. I thought that. Did he retire for health reasons or something? Maybe that's why I'm thinking that. Anyway, sorry I deaded you before your time, Bobby Johnson. Welcome back to my brain.
Well, listen.
I don't know.
We finished.
Bobby
finished.
Johnson was on the playoff committee at one point in the last few years.
Good.
You had me 6 under.
I like. I always like Bobby Johnson because remember when CBS Spencer. Used to hold more sway than it does now over SEC media days? They used to do this thing where, and it became a. This predated the whole Robbie Zell thing in Alabama. CBS used to do. Used to get all the players invited to media days in a room and ask them who on the team did the best imitation of the coach and have them do it on camera for like a cute little role. And Bobby Johnson would get this back and would imitate his own players. And you would think that this would be a difficult thing for Bobby Johnson to do because he had that thick foghorn leghorn accent. And you'd be absolutely right. But he would go for it. He would, like, drop his voice real deep and say, "Now do I sound like one of my players? I have a real deep voice." And it's the cutest fucking thing.
It was cool. Generally cool. I really wish he had won instead of the duo of Houston Nunn and Randy S.
The Chick-fil-A golf tournament should just get, like the bad boys of SEC, ACC, and be like, "Uh-oh, here comes Jeremy Pruitt." Everybody's booing and throwing garbage. It's just all that.
Like it's just like four pairs of ousted Tennessee coaches.
Yes, yes. 100%. Like, if you're not going to do "here is the active coach" or "here is like the coach most known for your program," be like, "Oh, Lou Holtz to play for South Carolina. Boo, we hate it." Oh. I probably love
him.
I love his political opinion.
The Peach Bowl is another very much glow up game, going probably even more than the Fiesta Bowl. The Peach Bowl was like, it was always like deeply mediocre NC State just for decades and decades. It was the NC State of bowl games forever. And as Spencer mentioned, the weather was a thing. Like any Peach Bowl in the 60s, 70s, 80s was like absolute garbage weather. Just sheer circumstance, happenstance. Maybe it's part of it is like the era. Most bowl games are like Miami or Pasadena. Like they didn't have a Boise bowl game at the time. So like the Peach Bowl always stuck out as notably terrible weather. But yeah, that game ascending to like the playoff is still something to marvel at.
Tied
it
for second.
Deserved, in my opinion. But
NC State is tied for second in most Peach Bowl appearances.
Absolutely.
Yes. With 7.
We'll pack!
Oh, hey, also, apparently a bunch of NC State people heard our discussion of NC State last week and got the came away with the impression that we were dragging NC State. I don't actually think that's true.
That's because we were saying accurate things about NC State?
I think that is a problem,
I would say most NC State fans knew that that it's just nice to be mentioned.
No, they weren't. They weren't like they weren't nasty about it. They were kind of sad. And I'm like, y'all, we're just pointing and talking. It's okay. We love you. Come back.
You'll always have the peach bowl.
No, not anymore.
God damn.
It's outgrown you a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. NC State fans just hit skip 5 or 6 more times. This is intended to be an olive branch.
I mean, we tried to put him in the peach bowl. Whoa, easy.
Yeah. Hey, I realize my mistake.
It's outgrown you.
I like all they had to do, by the way, apparently, was to make the peach bowl an attractive thing, was to put a roof on it. That's it, because the Florida bowls would eat the peach bowl's lunch in terms of stealing their bids and shit. And the minute Atlanta got a roof and was like, cheap hotel rooms, it was over. They're like, now we're not going to Jacksonville.
Do you know what Atlanta is? I swear to God. Mm. You don't have to change planes.
That's right. Come on down.
Even closer to Raleigh.
Try not to, man.
Now they're just going to be sadder.
Hi.
To be talked about.
Speaking of talking
about. I don't know why I feel bad for them. I just do.
Speaking of talking about, by the way. Hi. I'm the objectively right guy, Spencer Hall.
Holly, will you text me when he's done?
I wish you might remember doing video here.
You
so
might
that
remember
you can see
me.
Everyone just lean back from their.
From the accurate and on point opinion that Ohio State was going to lose to Michigan.
So in Pokemon Go, there's the ice type guys are out now, and one of them just
Michigan
just got a little achievement for heaviest
far more physical than Ohio State.
Does he get a little?
And I believe
that
Georgia is
he's got
far
a little badge.
More physical.
It says heaviest. He's like 250 pounds.
Ohio
block
State.
Of ice.
I love that.
Other words, the thing that happened to them in the game against Michigan is going to happen
to
them again.
Why does Restoration Hardware have a teen section?
I don't
How
think
do
it's going to be
filter
much
thing
of a game.
Where it makes you into an anime character.
Yeah. That's all. I'm just going to be right again.
He said that's all, but I'm not going to lie, Ryan. I didn't hear a thing that happened before that.
That's
Someone
fine.
Did.
He might have confessed to the Zodiac murders for all
I
He's State old enough.
We're glued, locked in.
Chimes.
Hey, have you guys seen that video that's somehow from 2019 and I've never seen it until this week of Jason Sudeikis singing Shallow at some benefit concert in Kansas City?
With Will Forte. Yeah.
No, you can't spoil the reveal, dipshit!
It's right there
in
the title.
He did. He did.
How is that a reveal?
He did.
Because Will Forte is not on stage, and he brings him out, and Will Forte does what I think is actually what sometimes we pretend to do on this show, which is Will Forte, I think, might actually secretly be a really good singer, and he is defiantly pretending not to be as he sings the Lady Gaga part.
Including the...
Yeah, that's part of the song. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
We're now talking about the ReliaQuest Bowl. That's right.
Oh, this stupid bowl game doesn't even have autoplay music on its website. How can it represent Tampa?
Y'all, look what I didn't know was in here.
The wizard has invited you on the ReliaQuest. Come to Tampa. Look for your blooming onions and your coconut shrimp. You will find none. Discover them? You will not. Cybersecurity solutions of a terrifying variety and vague descriptions. Yes, thank you. Thank you for playing the Tampa music. I am so tired of the ReliaQuest Wizards jibes. I will not embark on this quest. It is the Outback Bowl. Fuck what you heard. This is Illinois versus Mississippi State, a matchup that no one wants. No one wants and no one likes. And... as if it weren't already weird, Mississippi State's coach, he died, and they've got their new coach in, and they have to play a game against it. I don't know. It's just fucking weird, man. It's a weird bowl game.
Here's how you know the ReliaQuest Bowl is above board. When you go to the bowl website, normally the top of the bowl website is like, these two teams are playing. It is at this date and at this time, right? Just a standard sort of header. The ReliaQuest Bowl has $3 figures for economic impact to the area, money paid to universities, money to charities. And if you just sort of look at it in passing, you're like, this is a personal injury advertisement. That's what this looks like. The ReliaQuest ball has won $85 million for our clients. The ReliaQuest ball doesn't get paid unless you get paid.
Ryan, you're going to play the part of the potential customer, and I'm going to be the ReliaQuest executive. Great. Okay?
Which one of these?
Hi, we're a cybersecurity firm based in Tampa, Florida. Do you want to be a client?
Hi, what do you say? I'm a sexy Nashville hot housewife. How are you?
This took a turn. Oh, now it's taking a turn.
Thank you for the Tampa music. The answer is no. Don't employ a cybersecurity firm based in Tampa.
Oh, wait. We can look at Spotify analytics, and we haven't looked at what happened during the Gasparilla Bowl thing.
Might want to take
someone did
that.
Report that the musician who we mentioned on there, their like weekly listeners doubled because of our...
Oh, hell yes.
You're welcome.
I also appreciate that on the ReliaQuest Bowl website, so it has like the... Most of these websites are very like... cookie cutter. They all have the same thing. They all sort of like, hey, you know, here's like where the team hotel is, here's the events that are going on, blah blah blah. There is in the visitor guide, there is a drop down that just says where to golf. Like the ReliaQuest Bowl understands.
The Richard Johnson drop down menu.
Any bowl in Tampa should just have a funeral home listed. Like planning on dying while you're here? Here's an
where to do sports
home.
Other than the one that we are selling.
Nearest Wendy's. Why does it have that? Because we know if you're a Mississippi State or an Illinois fan, you're going to want to know where the nearest Wendy's in Tampa is. And good news, brother, we got lots of them.
Would you like to talk to your attorney at a cigar bar? Come to Tampa.
It's fine. It could have been the Outback Bowl, but it's not anymore. So
Mississippi State is favored by a point.
Sure.
A point.
That's sure. Fine.
Why wouldn't they
what?
Be?
There is no point. Chimes.
No, that's Iowa, Kentucky.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Chimes. Up next!
There's more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got more. That's correct. The Cotton Bowl this year, actually interesting because it is Tulane versus USC. If you were Caleb...
I thought you were going to say it was going to be played in the Cotton Bowl.
No. You know, it's the
that's
which
that. That's crazy.
By the way, the Cotton Bowl I learned today is actually a play on cotton ball. I did not know that. Like B O L L B O. That's intentional. I want to go back to 1930s.
So you're suggesting that this game has weevils?
Yes, yes. Yes. The weevils in this case are us chewing our way through this.
It, there's no I in wheat shit. There's no team in Weevils. There.
There's no me in Weevil.
It's going to be played in a stadium.
God made Weevil, not Sheevil.
I love that this stadium is a metaphor for our time because it's been captured, put in a box by a billionaire who then forces all of us to watch it in a stadium that makes the sun shoot its rays straight into the eyeballs. Of quarterbacks.
Makes the sun?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It hyperfocuses the sun's rays and makes sure that, yeah.
Straight to a
good.
Quarterback's eyeballs.
It's like an extremely tacky
Jerry,
James Bond set piece.
I would pretend that this isn't a problem. Anyway, what's he doing?
It's like the
Jerry,
like
pretend the... something's not a problem? That doesn't sound right.
It sort I'm of functions sign. Like a superconductor, right? Like it just hyperfocuses the energy right into a wide receiver's eyes.
Yeah.
It
Which
does.
One? All of them.
Yeah. Well, particularly whatever is funniest. So usually CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign a quarterback for $350 million. Then I'm going to make him play looking straight to a burning ball of gas.
Is Jerry the most we have never told a joke figure in any sport history?
Not one! Not a single joke to tell about Gerald Jones. Not one.
It's difficult to parody, that's for sure.
I know. You're like, oh, that's Jerry Jones.
Trick.
Like Jerry Jones. Surely a man like that's probably just like randomly popping up in some sort of on the wrong side of a civil rights protest in Arkansas in 1960. Oh, there he is! There
now,
he is!
We I assume everyone here knows the Cowboys were not the first team Jerry tried to buy.
Who was the first team he tried to buy?
It's shut down full cast, baby. So the answer is the San Diego Chargers.
What do you think his accent would be? Like, hey. Now.
Hey, dude.
Done that. Can you imagine? Bruh. Like how he would have titanically or tectonically shifted.
He tried to, the problem was he tried to do this with Teamsters money. And I believe his family talked him out of it because he had already taken money from the Teamsters to open Shakey's Pizza Parlors. They were like, "This you shouldn't get in more debt to the Teamsters."
Jimmy Hoffa Teamsters specifically.
Yeah.
So he funneled oil money through pizza money, and then
so he's a wife.
This is pre oil money. This is before he gets the oil money. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
He began the oil business after he failed to buy the Chargers. There is an alternate timeline where Jerry Jones is an extremely broke, mob indebted owner of the San Diego Chargers.
He's a pizza magnate who is murdered for the money he owns because of his failed football franchise. He's
correct.
Like Proto Papa John's.
Correct. Jimmy Hoffa is buried under Qualcomm Stadium.
Yeah. It's a very real chance he ends up being a grease spot somewhere on the side of a cliff in La Jolla. Like, that's
the dream.
Woo! Someone cut my brake lines. Go Cowboys, Chargers, whatever. Chargers. Charge boys.
That's different.
They both different. Wear way too many colors of blue.
I owe money to them all.
Caleb Williams is playing in this game.
Of course he is.
Let's
cheer the choices no matter what they are. Come on, let's see.
Sure.
It'd be weird if he wasn't
playing in this game and he was coming back to USC, right?
That would actually be kind of awesome.
I would like to see it. Like,
Now that you're saying it, it's like somebody might do that at some point. Being like, I'm very excited to be back next year. I will not be participating in the bowl game because fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's a Notre Dame thing.
Get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? Fire you?
I mean, if I was Ty J Spears, who is the best player on Tulane's offense and a running back who went for like 1,300 yards this year, I would go and be like, "Hey, Coach Fritz, I'm a little tired. You mind if I just take this one off?"
I love it. A Tulane guy saying like, "USC is a little beneath me. I'm gonna heal up for a game against Rice next year."
I'm not just trying to roll up stats in meaningless contests.
Those stats might not be so different against Rice or USC because only 11 teams missed more tackles on the year than USC's defense.
To be fair, USC packed a lot of those into the Pac-12 championship game.
Climbing their ranks.
they were probably like, man, third best tackling defense in the nation. Post Utah. 122nd, buddy. They're bad. They can't tackle. They're very, very bad at what they do. And Tulane, don't sleep on them. They're very, very good at what they do. I know Caleb Williams can do stuff, but Tulane could slow this shit down. Bad. I'm not saying that we're dealing with the Cam Rising situation. No, I would not. But Tulane's tough.
I think against USC's defense, everyone is Cam Rising.
Everyone's really everyone's better than Cam Rising. Cam Rising was better than Cam Rising.
I said everyone becomes Cam Rising.
Yeah,
I wouldn't slander.
I'm mean. Yeah, I'm very, very mean. Yeah, Chimes.
Dong.
The Citrus Bowl.
What order are you doing these in?
We got a weird order this year. We do have a weird order this year. The Sugar Bowl, for some reason, is not in this spot.
Oh, I just assumed this was Spencer fucking up.
Nope.
No. I was confused as well when we started this. The Citrus and the
Sugar Bowl. We only have two more to go. I'm going to stick with Holly's belief.
I'm looking at the ESPN schedule.
Nope. I've done this, believe it or not, I have done this correctly.
Nah.
In part, it is probably because of the January 1st on a Sunday thing, which kicks the Rose Bowl to Monday as per tradition. And then I guess everything else just sort of falls in around that. It's very
And this
confusing.
Was also one of those years where we had a full week of November after Thanksgiving.
I wonder if it's something to do with the dreaded New Orleans Saints, so they had to move the Sugar Bowl. It's probably the Saints.
Drew Brees might have gotten hit by lightning.
For real,
like today. Yeah.
See, that'd be a cool ad.
Hopefully.
Can I float a proposal?
Mm-hmm.
I will admit I am deeply biased here at this point. We, on our previous episode, we stipulated that the current Cheez-It Bowl is not canon as a Cheez-It Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to posit that the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl is, in fact, now the Cheez-It Bowl.
The one true Cheez-It Bowl?
The one true Cheez-It Bowl.
I
will recuse myself from this debate in the interest of ethics and fairness, unlike in very unfiestable fashion. I will do ethics stuff because the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl sent me a charcuterie board with Cheez-Its in it.
Goddamn.
Buying my favor.
Okay,
I'll openly
Mr.
admit
VIP.
That I am stumping for the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl is the greatest bowl of all. I think they did this because when the name was announced, I tweeted about how, like, wow, what a weird pairing. And so they filed it away and said, we'll show you. And
they did.
Boy,
the Cheez-It people asked me for your address, and I forgot to tell you.
So, yeah, it showed up. The lady was like, this is from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, that's for me, whatever it is.
Yes, all Orlando packages go to me.
Yeah, the bomb squad checks
long,
this.
Long,
like
long time friend of the program, whose actual name is Matt, of Florida Citrus Sports at the wheel here. Can I throw a smoke bomb into this discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Carter Carrolls, the Florida State beat writer for Knoll Sports, is at the Cheez-It Bowl and announced on Twitter at noon today. A Cheez-It Bowl rep told me that there is no such thing as Cheez-Its. One Cheez-It is a Cheez-It. Two or more of the Cheez-It are called Cheez-It crackers, not Cheez-Its. I threw this to my fiercely Cheez-It partisan group text, and I'm just going to read their responses in order. Listen to this horse shit. Absolutely not. I don't fucking think so. He's fired. I'm in control now.
I'm in control.
Guess
now.
Who that was? One guess.
Joan.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, what consistent linguistic system is it where the plural is Cheez-It crackers, but the singular is not Cheez-It cracker?
They couldn't even give us a joke about the sparkling Cheez-It region.
Like,
man.
If you want to be an asshole about this, be like, actually, Cheez-It's a verb. It's a thing that is done to someone. So, no, there is no plural of Cheez-Its because that's not how it works.
There's actually a pretty solid argument for making it a gerund.
Great.
Which would just upset everyone.
Cheez-It, Cheez-Ita, Cheez-Itas, Cheez-Itamos,
Cheez-Itai.
Cheez-It is a sentence.
Cheez-Itan.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Cheez-It.
So,
like, it's an imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheez-Itando.
All right, Jason.
This
what?
Man is
what
conjugating
is
conjugating Cheez-It?
Jonesy.
I'm gonna conjugate the Cheez-It crackers.
I'm gonna conjugate the shit out of this.
I'm gonna conjugate the Cheez-It of Independence.
That's the only great usage server. I wanted to.
I'm going to call it Cheez-It from now on, just to make a mad.
Cheez-It.
Well, and I'm asking Transperfect how to translate Cheez-It advice for Nashvillians.
Cheez-It.
Don't tell Tammy I ate all the Cheez-Its. That bitch will cut me. Okay.
I like that most of Spencer's Nashville translations are "Don't tell somebody this." Like,
it's a town of secrets.
Like, so much of Spencer's Nashville life was about lying and not disclosing other things.
Petty espionage.
Don't tell them we're broke. I bought macarons and can't afford them.
If you tell Chase a word of this, I will kill you.
Yeah. It's his third DUI.
Whatever happened to Wayne?
It's his third DUI. It'll break his heart. Is that what the rest of that thought?
Remember Train Wayne from the Christmas disasters?
Yeah.
We got an update from Reader Robert, who was the opening act of our Christmas disasters episode a couple weeks ago. He wrote in this week, by the way, to tell us that he has yet to have a Christmas celebration that tops "we're all just here together loving the Lord," but that his cousin is doing fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
I want to share one note from the Tangerine Bowl's terrible history. It's always been crap. It remains crap. It's going to be crap forever.
Did you call it the Tangerine Bowl?
Yeah, because that is the original name. What kind of old ass?
Yeah, I know it is, but Jesus.
1947, to be specific.
Tell us about the war, Papa.
Tell us about Constantinople next, you dipshit.
Camping World Bowl, the stadium known as that, was expanded in 1976. Ryan, if you want to listen, can
this
learn another
is
chapter.
So long. Oh my God. It's so long.
A newly constructed upper deck swayed whenever fans stood up and cheered. The deck vibrated, fences and railings shook and creaked, causing an unnerving sensation for patrons sitting in those sections.
Because it was an affront. It was an affront to God.
The swaying was so pronounced that some fans vowed never to sit in those seats again, while some refused to return to the stadium at all. Before long, engineering evaluations, as well as legal investigations, uncovered numerous missteps, rushing, and cut corners in the stadium.
Oh, in 1970s
design.
Orlando? You're telling me that building codes were a little iffy?
You're telling me that stadium got revamped and it's like that now?
Additional problem.
The stadium as we experience it now has been improved?
Yes. By the way, it was found that while judged structurally sound by inspectors, it was not. And that, in addition to all of this, unsightly I-beams installed to hold up the upper deck now blocked numerous seats in the lower deck. This is all my way of saying that LSU is favored by 5.5 points and the city of Orlando should be razed, leveled, destroyed.
Except for
you'd lose. But think about all the Unsolved Mystery episodes you'd lose. Mm.
That's what Little Rock, Arkansas is for. They can pick up the slack. They're more than capable. Randy Williams wandered into the woods one night. That happens like monthly there. Just film him walking into the woods. There's like 38 of these fucking stories. They all get drunk and eaten by dingoes.
Dingoes. That's what happens.
The Waltons brought him over.
Dingo ate my bowl game.
Yeah. Chimes.
We are almost done.
The Paterfamilias, the original, the Rose Bowl, the genteel granddaddy of them all.
That's a nice way of saying racist.
My only historical note on this is that Stanford...
It's California racist, though. It's different.
Yes.
No, it's Pasadena racist.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Which is a different variety entirely.
Yeah. Yeah.
First ever Rose Bowl featured Michigan kicking Stanford's ass so hard that Stanford quit in the third quarter.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they quit in the third quarter.
It was so bad that they didn't do the Rose Bowl for like 3 more years. They were like, that sucked.
For 13 years, they ran, among other things, ostrich races and chariot races at the game instead of football.
Really, what people will tell you, like, all they care about at the Rose Bowl is the parade. No, really, they don't really care about the football game.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not here for that.
This
football game funds the parade.
I do wish the Rose Bowl had stood firm against the playoff expansion and been like, we'll go back to ostrich races. We swear to fucking God. We still got the ostriches.
You ever seen those birds fucking run?
They really, really would.
They would. And then
they'll broadcast our parade to grandmothers whether you give us football or not.
We're going to let Judy Garland's third cousin be the leader of the parade. We're going to get the ostriches out here, you motherfuckers. We don't need you.
They ran chariots and ostrich races, and that's why private schools should stick to sports they excel at, like fixing elections, funding fascism, and white collar crime. Hey,
it's gotta be a private school that's good at ostrich races.
I feel like UTEP? I mean, they got Roadrunners, right? They gotta be
private
school.
Oh, yeah, they're not private.
There.
Yeah, so
they're
we'd have to
private because of ostrich races.
No, like UTEP has to have like an ostrich satellite school.
Mm. If I was going to pick a private school that'd be good at ostrich racing, I'm just going to say Rice. I feel like Rice would have a strong ostrich program.
Sure.
A lot of room to race ostriches in Houston?
Well, that's the fun part. You race through Houston.
You can ride horses.
Is that where
Houston?
All the traffic comes from?
Yeah. It's ostrich. It's Rice. It's Rice's goddamn ostrich team.
Is it too hot in Miami?
We choose to race ostriches through Houston, not because it is easy,
but because
it is fucking
rules.
Insane.
But because it rules.
Because it rules.
No, Miami ostrich racing is fine. You just have to shave them.
Sure. Sure.
They probably ooh, that boy runs faster than a shaved ostrich.
They probably look exactly like A&M. People at that point.
They look like DJ Qualls.
You just put shorts on them and they're people.
He is my friend and an ostrich. Penn State, Utah. Oh, did you want to see Sean Clifford play another game? I'm so glad you asked.
No.
Yes.
All right. Actually, yes.
I would love it. It's his sixth fucking year.
It's fine. Keep give him more.
Yeah, just yeah. Keep it coming.
What's the alternative?
What else is he going
to do? Yeah.
If you search Sean Clifford, the first Google suggest is, does Sean Clifford have a degree? As in, how many does he have by now?
I hope he doesn't have one yet. I hope he never gets one.
He already has a major and a minor in psychology, no less.
Yeah, he should just apply for another medical year. What medical excuse?
I'm on Sean Clifford's LinkedIn page right now. He is an angel investor and a football player at Penn State.
Does it say angel investor?
That's what it says.
Oh, man. I hate Sean Clifford.
Yeah, this is also Cam Rising's final game at it's Utah. Cam we were Rising discussing him earlier. LinkedIn. Yeah, Cam Rising. Search his MySpace. Find out what song he plays.
I don't think he's on there.
Well, Cam Rising, it'll be his final game. Both teams are missing a starting cornerback. Clark Phillips for Utah, Joey Porter Jr. for the Utah Utes. They are both out. That would be fun if this were some sort of 40-38 shootout again. That, of course, I'm going to steer the other way and just say, because that's what I want, this game will give me 17-14. That'll be a 17-14 Utah Ute victory. Brutal.
But at ugliest, dumbest possible. You might think that's like four touchdowns and a field goal. No. The both these teams are comfortable with real stupid numbers.
Yeah. And Utah's going to throw like 95 yard outs to a tight end. 90 of them. Cam Rising is going to hit like at least 9 of them. And they'll all hurt.
This game being a lead into the title game, the Rose Bowl leading into the title game. All right, that makes sense. Penn State, Utah leading into a title game. even though these are two of the 10 best teams, does not make sense.
Because that is something else.
This game should be a very entertaining boating accident.
We should have swapped Illinois and Penn State bowl games. Penn State should be playing in the dead Outback Bowl, and Illinois should be in the Rose Bowl against Utah.
Okay, I think we.
That's
can
just my it. Thought.
Only Ron Zook can. Only Ron Zook can bring Illinois to the Rose Bowl.
Then what?
He worked at a bank for a little bit. Not making that up. He did.
No.
I agree that we should gloss past that game.
Penn State opens next year hosting West Virginia. This is interesting.
Gross, never mind who Utah plays. Never mind.
Why?
It's Florida.
Oh, shit. Really?
Florida's going all the way out there. Oh, man.
Does he know? Do they know how far away it is?
No.
What? Do you think we got geography classes?
No, that's why I'm concerned.
Thank you.
I mean, most of them didn't show up to the Las Vegas Bowl, so.
Why, did something happen?
No.
Nope.
Actually, that was the problem.
Fair enough.
Did you just lose by 30 points at the Vegas Bowl? Want to get away? Too bad!
I mean, to attack Southwest at this point in time is just... is entirely fair, actually.
Hey, listen, Florida Gators, Southwest, neither one of us getting anywhere through the air, huh? Huh? Yeah, play that music.
Yep, it's here again.
It's the Rose Bowl anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
The Rose Bowl, brought to you by DJ Such and Such.
I only wish that the Rose Bowl parade had, like, a distinct element of kink in it, so that when they were like, hey, this is important, and we're not moving the playoffs because of this, it'd be like, yeah, because, like, horny old people fucking love it.
This starts at 8 a.m. in public.
Gotta oil myself up for the daffodils.
It's the one day a year you can have your balls out in Pasadena and the cops won't do anything about it.
Live on ABC.
As that's like why Musburger Dick Clark stuck or whoever. With it for so long.
You're looking live.
I just want to shift our reality slightly to the left, where we have Kinky
Done,
Rose
Ryan.
Bowl Parade.
Done.
Welcome.
Oh,
you can see
the
beautiful ball gag.
Once horny Rose Bowl. I can't believe it.
As the sun sets on the San Gabriel Mountains and the exposed testicles of 75-year-old men everywhere.
Whoa, Nelly.